This is Helen Duffett for Lib Dem Voice, and today I'm in Barking meeting Dominic Carman. He's the Liberal Democrat candidate for Barking, and we've been out campaigning this morning. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. First, I'd like to ask, you've been out campaigning today and over the last few weeks. What are people around here concerned about, and what sort of things are they saying to you in the run-up to the election?
I think the people of Barking are worried and concerned, as are many people in Britain, about their jobs, about housing, and about the way in which the government, they feel, has let them down over the last 13 years. So I have a lot of people who have a lot to say about how things should be, and asking me what I can deliver as a Liberal Democrat to solve their problems.
Okay, and so what sort of solutions do you see then? What can you offer to the people in Barking?
Education is of crucial importance here. Many of the schools are not a good standard and do not perform well in Ofsted reports. So I've obviously highlighted to them the £2.5 billion that has been ring-fenced by the Liberal Democrats to put into education, which specifically for the children here will mean in primary schools 20 or less per children per teacher and 16 or less in secondary schools. And that's certainly an appealing policy that makes a difference to people here. Beyond that, crime and housing are other issues. Housing in particular has been of a special concern because there have not been enough council houses built. And following the right to buy schemes, which have been very successful in the last 20 years and which have been obviously beneficial to those who now own their own homes, there is, however, a desperate shortage of new houses for people who come into the borough. And that's something that the Labour government, again, has been remiss in addressing.
Okay, and you mentioned Labour, another party which is quite notable around here. You're standing against Nick Griffin and the BNP.
Correct.
How much of a threat are Nick Griffin and his party in Barking?
The very words BNP put fear into many people's minds, and rightly so, because the BNP bring with them division, insecurity, and potentially violence on the streets. And I don't use those words lightly, because Nick Griffin is a man who has on many occasions, to me in interview and to others, advocated violence as a means of political ends. His ideal solution, I think, to win power is to have a race war in this country, and he would see Barking as a launch pad for that. So clearly, if one addresses those concerns, one has to look at Nick Griffin in the round and say he's a very dangerous and deranged man.
Have you met him?
I have on many occasions and interviewed him on many occasions. And the more time you spend with him, the more dangerous he appears.
So can we expect to see hustings or debates between the two of you?
I certainly hope so, because only then can he represent his ideas properly to the people of Barking. So far, he's run away from the only opportunity he had, which was on the BBC earlier in March, when Margaret Hodge, the Labour sitting Labour MP, myself, and Simon Marcus, the Conservative candidate, all attended an open live debate on the BBC. Nick Griffin was scheduled to appear, but pulled out at the last minute, I think because he was afraid of answering questions which he would find difficult to answer in a live context.
So I don't suppose you've seen him around here lately. Do you see him or his campaigners around here?
No, I've not seen him. I've heard that he turns up in several cars at once with more minders than canvassers, and appears surrounded by large burly gentlemen with bald heads, looking somewhere like a mixture between Al Capone and Mussolini. You can take your pick.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's been very interesting talking to you. Dominic Carman, the Liberal Democrat candidate for Barking. I'm Helen Duffett for Lib Dem Voice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.